That border crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains officially closed, but a trickle of aid is getting through. Today, NPR's Peter Kenyon rode with one Egyptian convoy that tried to deliver medicine and supplies. He sent this report.
Dr. Alaa Masroot is looking a bit groggy, but he's smiling. He's been up all night loading trucks with medical supplies in the port city of Alexandria on Egypt's north coast. Well before dawn, he and his colleagues climbed in for the 8-hour drive to the Gaza border town of Rafah. Just before the bridge across to the Sinai Peninsula, the convoy stops to gather intelligence about the upcoming checkpoints. Masroot says some aid trucks have been stopped by Egyptian authorities for reasons that are still not entirely clear. For that matter, with the ground offensive underway inside Gaza, who knows what will happen to their donation if it does reach the border crossing.
We are going and we don't know what is the situation. So we will wait maybe 1 day, 2 days, 1 week. Whatever it will take, we will be there until we deliver this help to the people there in Gaza.
His concerns prove well-founded. At every checkpoint, the convoy is forced to stop, show papers, and explain its mission one more time. The sun is now high in the sky, and the radio reports from inside Gaza continue to paint a picture of hospitals in which exhausted physicians, nurses, and volunteers grapple with a never-ending wave of patients. Farther along, at one of the last checkpoints on the Sinai, the police get especially bureaucratic. Phone calls are made to headquarters, voices are raised, the drivers turn off their engines and slump down in their seats. Suddenly, there's a flurry of action. The police have decided to escort the aid convoy to the border. A line of ambulances is waiting at the border crossing, and police are directing tractor trailers loaded with donations from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Libya, Malaysia, Indonesia, and elsewhere into haphazard lines. The activity is punctuated by deafening blasts as the Israeli Air Force targets the southern Gaza Strip. In the crowd massing at the black metal border gate, Jordanian Dr. Mohammed Khawaldi hovers purposefully, but without much hope of getting in. He's a neurosurgeon, someone whose skills are probably desperately wanted just a few miles from here inside Gaza. He says there are several doctors here just waiting for a chance to help.
We are here from 2 days, but no chance to go inside. And now it is maximum emergency to be inside.
Inside the no man's land between Egypt and the southern edge of Gaza, Egyptian and Palestinian trucks maneuver into position to transfer goods from one to the other as the whine of an Israeli unmanned drone fills the air. All at once, Dr. Masroot appears. Against the odds, his trucks are next in line to send their supplies into Gaza.
But I think we achieved our target today, at least, yeah, alhamdulillah. Yes, a small success. Our success, our real success, we need peace.
Peace seems far off today, and with the Gaza Strip cut into three sections by the Israeli army, the chances of this aid getting through to Gaza City seem slim. But Dr. Masroot looks content that on this day, at least, he's done all he can. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, at the Gaza-Egypt border.